Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We're so grateful for this door of utterance. We're happy to be with you today. Thanking God, our great pastor is coming to you with more wisdom and knowledge. Come and be with us and learn more about the Lord. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. We know that if you're overseas, you cannot be with us. But if you're anywhere in Los Angeles and you're traveling this way, 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, stop in. And you that are here, come be with us. We would love to fellowship with you that are striving to learn more about God. We are God's people. We are Jews. We're Israelites. We are true believers in Christ. I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the great stand they took. They're in the bosom of God right now, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. So many are talking about the end of the world is coming. They've been talking about that since the Lord left here. Going to touch on that today. Listen closely and believe the scripture. Before we get to that, the choir is coming forth with salvation. Sister V in the choir, D, salvation.
Of a man in sin, a Gentile out of hope and darkness. To and fro I was tossed, didn't know that I was lost. Blinded by doctrines of men in a life of sin. But one day I made a choice. Through the sun I heard God's voice, preaching how he's holy, teaching the laws to me, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At the crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, I made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all of his commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again. And my world turned upside down from what I truly found to be. Just like the Lord means I must sin no more.
Testimony of the Son of Man, his escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through his sister. As she testified of her life, he he cried. Told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and his eyes were open. At a revival, his earth began to quake. You see, he knew right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads of change, when he heard the voice, he made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all the commandments. Yes, indeed, he need be born again. And his world turned upside down from what he had found, to be just like the Lord.
Came to an end. Thank God for that wonderful number, our choir. Striving to please God. Thank God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Deacon Debbie, make announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. This is the Sabbath.
Yes.
This is the day of rest. God created 7 days, but one he made for rest.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Good to know that. It is good to know that the Lord doth not change. So many are all expecting to see the end of the world, and they're talking about the tribulation period, how we're going to all be caught up in the clouds. All of this vision is natural. And I'm here to let you know, somebody's got the wrong vision.
All right.
None of that's not going to happen. None of that's going to happen. The way you live is the way you die. If you want to see his second coming, it's when he's coming through his anointed. He came and took on flesh. He's coming again in the presence of his people. As he said, you'll see me no more till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And coming in the clouds, he's coming in a great cloud of witnesses. And the great cloud of witnesses are the scriptures and the anointed that search the scriptures and speak according to the scripture. Evangelist, let's go to Matthew 24 and 3. So many things were spoken then and now, and those that heard it had not understanding. Before God took on flesh, the prophets, and those he sent wise men in his name, spoke what thus saith the Lord, and many did not understand, but most importantly, didn't believe what he said and rejected the word. And the Lord said, why is it you don't understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Now, many things the Lord spoke, even the disciples did understand it, but because they dedicated their lives to the Lord and walked with him, sat at his feet and was taught by him, they got understanding. And more importantly, they believed that he was sent by God.
Yes. Yes.
They believed he was the Lord.
Yes.
They believed that he was God that was made flesh. They believed he truly was the Son that was for to come.
Yes.
To die for the people. Yes. That's how they got understanding.
Yes.
As the scripture says, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Scripture lets you know if you want to become spiritual, you have to receive the one that has the knowledge and the vision.
That's right.
And that's the one that's sent by God.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 24 and 3, evangelist.
As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
When shall these things be? Because they were talking about a temple. What? Read.
And what shall be the sign of thy coming?
When the sign of thy coming, what?
And of the end of the world.
I want you to note the terminology that the disciples are using. When shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?
Mm-hmm.
But to really understand what he's talking about, let's read the first verse. Read.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple.
Because it was a great temple, a great building, and it took many years to build it.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
That was a parable. Because the Lord was talking about the establishment. Traditions, doctrines. Let's go to Mark 13 and 1, and let's see how Mark explains the same situation. But he's going to give you a little bit more detail. Who said what and what they were talking about when they said the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Here a little and there a little will God speak to his people.
Yeah.
The Lord is speaking in parables. And it takes the Spirit of God to unravel what God is talking about.
Yes.
Even as he spoke those words, the followers, some thought he was talking about the end of the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
He was not talking about that. Mark 13 and 1, what does it say?
And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, seest thou these great buildings?
What?
There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
So it's the same thing today. Many doctrines and beliefs about God, beliefs in Christ, They're false.
Yes.
And it deceives people because the ones that's given these reports don't have an understanding and they're not walking with God.
That's right.
They're not following God.
That's right.
And this has been handed down by the forefathers for eons.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Lord say?
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple,
what?
Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately.
These are the ones that went to him. They asked him, what did he say?
Tell us. When shall these things be?
And
what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?
Well, what was going to be fulfilled? The throwing down of the temple, the stones.
All right.
He's talking about the traditions. That's the end of the establishment.
Yes.
This building, not the end of the natural world or mankind.
Oh,
wasn't talking about that.
Right.
He was talking about the things that were set up in place.
Mm-hmm.
Before he got there.
All right.
How he said, it's been said of old, so and so and so. But I say,
mm-hmm.
he was teaching them the true doctrine of God.
Yes.
And not the doctrine had been handed down, stemming from the law of Moses.
Yes.
And everything got mixed in there. And next thing you know, they don't know anything about God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing today.
So true.
They say that the Pope is a descendant of Peter. Peter wasn't Catholic.
No, he wasn't.
Peter was holy.
Yes, right.
Peter wasn't no popey. Peter was an apostle.
Yes.
Where do you get these new names from and this doctrine that has nothing to do with holiness?
That's right.
Rosaries and all this foolishness.
That's right, Pastor.
And then baptism and all the rest. It has nothing to do with holiness.
No.
And that's the second coming. When God comes, the end of your world as you know it is destroyed.
Yes.
Because now you can see.
Yes.
Now you have eyes and you have ears to hear. That's the second coming when God comes into your life.
Yes.
The end of the old man is here.
Yes.
And these are the last days. Because once God comes into your life, the old man is out of the first days. The last days are here. There is nothing else after the knowledge of God.
That's right.
When Jesus comes, all that we've been told falls down. God comes to tear it down and to rebuild.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
What do you say?
And Jesus, answering them, began to say,
what?
Take heed, lest any man deceive you.
Take heed, because deceivers have come. Let's go to Ecclesiastes
mm-hmm.
4 and 15.
All right.
God have everything we need. God raised up the wisest man in the world and gave him a vision for us.
All right.
To understand what it means when he says the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Most people feel like, you know, everybody's going to be destroyed and this is the last time. Going to destroy this world. If you believe God's word, you'll forget about that foolishness they're talking about.
That's right.
Let's believe God, what God is saying,
yeah.
and not what somebody is projecting or imagining.
All right.
Ecclesiastes 4 and 15, what does it say?
I considered
what?
All the living which walk under the sun.
What?
With the second child that shall stand up in his stead.
Stand up in his stead. What?
Mm-hmm. There is no end of all the people.
Wait a minute. There's no end of all people. People will be here forever now.
Yes.
Because whatever God do, you can't put anything to it and you can't take anything away.
That's right.
Very true.
End of all people. Even all.
Even,
what?
Even of all that have been before them.
Those that have been before us. There's no end to them. They're in hell or in heaven now.
That's right.
There's no end to them.
Right.
What?
They also that come after shall not rejoice in him.
What?
Surely this also is vanity and vexation of
well,
spirit.
Well, it's vanity and vexation of spirit if you don't understand God.
Right.
Let's go
mm-hmm.
to Genesis 6 and 13. Let's
all
go there.
Right.
So all this notion about the end of the world is coming. You better get yourself together for sure. Your time is coming before the end of the world is coming.
Oh.
The only end of the world is coming is yours and mine. Individually.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only end. This earth's going to be here forever. Genesis 6 and 13.
And God said unto Noah,
what?
The end of all flesh is come before me.
So that's the end of the world when the end of our life comes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the world.
Yes.
But when you begin to live for God, you're not of the world.
Right.
You're of God.
That's right.
We're in this world, but we're not of it. But we are the world. What?
For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Read the 8th verse.
Mm-hmm.
But Noah
found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, I've heard them say, well, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus was not here then as known to be known as Jesus. But we know that Jesus is God.
Mm-hmm.
But Noah found grace. But so many feel like grace was only when he died for our sins. Grace is in God's word.
Yes, it is.
Grace and mercy is in God.
Yes,
Noah found grace. What?
Mm-hmm.
In the eyes of the Lord. What?
These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man.
Just man, what?
And perfect.
Perfect.
In
what?
His generation.
Isn't that beautiful? He was perfect in his generation. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes. Go to 8th chapter of Genesis. Go to 8th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
8 and 20. Let's see what it says there.
Right.
8 and 20. Let's see what mm-hmm. God said. This is after the flood. What?
And Noah built an altar unto the Lord.
Noah built an ark, mm-hmm. altar, unto the Lord. What?
And took of every clean beast. And of every clean fowl.
What?
And offered burnt offerings on the altar.
Now, Noah, everything God gave Noah to put in there, it was to be used.
Yes.
And he knew when to use it. Because
mm-hmm.
he loved the Lord.
Yes,
he walked with God. What?
And the Lord smelled a sweet savor.
All right. What?
And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake.
So the curse is lifted. God washed away all of the filth.
Mm-hmm.
From the natural earth as well as those walking up on the earth, called earth. What?
Yeah. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth.
So from babies. I'm sure everyone's seen Spanky in our gang. And if you've never seen that, check your child. They'll spit in your face.
They will.
So babies go to heaven. They're evil from youth.
That's right.
They're good and evil. Sometimes you can get a good one and you don't see that evil until they get maybe 20.
Yes.
But some of you can see it when they come out of the womb. Go ahead.
Right. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done.
Look what God said. He's not going to smite anymore everything living. So what are you talking about? This great? He's going to destroy everything. He's not going to do that again.
No.
He's telling you in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Neither will I again smite anymore everything living. As I have done, what?
While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease.
So we're not going with this global warming. You cannot change God's word. You can set up all the smog you want. Day and night, heat and summer are going to be here.
Yes, it is.
It may not be the temperature you want, but that happened before we even had cars. Temperature change. You had glaciers.
Yes.
Ice age.
Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, so don't come talking about some smog. You cannot change God's plan.
Right.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes 3 and 14. Let's go back there. So God is not cursing, and don't look for this earth to be destroyed, so we're going to blow each other up with bombs. I don't think so.
Ecclesiastes.
You may attempt to, but God is not going to let that happen. Somebody's going to always be here. Even though God destroyed every man, he didn't destroy Noah. So when he said all flesh, he never destroyed everyone. He had a remnant. Noah. Ecclesiastes 3 and 14. What does it say?
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever.
I believe that. But these jackleg preachers, you believe, they say, oh, everything's coming to an end. It's going to be forever.
Yes.
God said that through Solomon.
Yes.
That's why this book is written.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful? What?
Nothing can be put to it.
All right.
Nor
what?
Anything taken from it.
So wait a minute. You can't add nothing to the earth, and you can't take anything from the earth.
And God doeth it.
What?
That men should fear before him.
What?
That which hath been is now.
So we've always had transportation. You might body, but it's yet transportation.
Yeah.
It's yet getting from A to B. New. But a day.
And that which is to be.
Wait a minute. You know what's already been? The Sabbath day.
Yes.
Right.
And it's recorded.
Yes.
And is required now. It's been that, isn't that beautiful?
Ah,
I believe he put up a day.
Yes,
God, because he's one.
Yes.
Solomon, wise man, and we would be wise to take heed to the knowledge.
Yes.
That God has given Solomon and giving to us today.
All right.
Ecclesiastes 1 and 4.
One generation passes away, and another generation cometh.
What?
But the earth abideth forever.
So get this notion out. We're going to destroy each other. And where are you going? You go ahead to Pluto? You go ahead to the moon? No life there.
No.
No life on Jupiter.
No.
It's here.
Right.
But this earth will abide forever.
Yes.
And there'll always be people here.
Yes.
So let's not think about the end of the world as these visionaries give you this false vision.
All right.
Let's go to Matthew's again, 24 mm-hmm. and 4.
All right.
If you'd like to get more information about this, I would love to sit down and chat with you about it. But don't come telling me a lie. Whatever you tell me, it better be according to what's written. And let's rightly divide the word of truth. 24
yes.
and 5. Read it again.
And
24
Jesus,
and 4.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
What?
For many shall come in my name.
Now, wait a minute. They knew what he looked like. He wasn't talking about a natural vision. He said to the disciples, no, many got to come in my name.
Mm-hmm.
God's name is the word.
Yes.
Christ's name is the word.
Yes.
The Father's name is the Word.
Yes.
As well as Jesus.
Yes.
Many will come in my name. He's talking about the Word of God.
Yes.
And I understand that the Word is the old commandment.
All right.
Many shall come in my name
saying, I am Christ.
Well, they come with part of the Word and say, this is God. This is grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And it deceives many because they bring part of the truth. What?
Yes. I am Christ and shall deceive many.
Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 4.
All right.
This is how you know and how you will not be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
By believing on the one that God sends.
All right.
And we've given you the knowledge how to distinguish the one that God
mm-hmm.
sends because they speak the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not teaching you the Ten Commandments in its entirety, God did not send them. And moreover,
mm-hmm.
if they're not living it.
Yes.
That beautiful? So don't say, well, we preach the Ten Commandments, but you meet on Sunday. You're not living it. You don't understand it.
Right.
Ephesians 4 and 4.
There is one body.
One body.
And one spirit.
So wait a minute. Don't say, because you in the church of Christ, we're brothers. I don't care what you call your church. If you're not keeping God's commandments, living holy, you are not my brothers. Only one body.
That's right.
And that body are commandment keepers,
yes.
believers in God's word that keep God's word.
Yes.
Read.
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
What?
One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith. There's only one.
One baptism.
It's called holiness.
All right.
Righteousness.
All right.
What?
One God and Father of all.
One Lord.
Mm-hmm.
One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's read the 11th verse. What does it say?
And he gave some apostles.
So now let's listen to what the scripture is saying so that you can get understanding what it means to tear down stones of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And many other sayings of God, you've got to believe the one that God sent.
Yes.
And this is what they do.
And some prophets.
Prophets.
And some evangelists. And some pastors.
Read.
And teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, it's for those that are talking about perfecting God's people.
All
if
right.
they're not talking about perfecting, God didn't send these
right.
pastors or teachers or evangelists or whoever.
Yes.
What?
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry.